This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 13 members of the Plain Stupid group were found guilty in January of aggravated trespass and trying to block runways at London's Giant Heathrow Airport and entering a security-restricted area. The activists had hoped to win a necessity defense, arguing that they were acting to prevent the greater harm caused by climate change over the proposed expansion of the airport. District Judge Deborah Wright warned that the astronomical cost of their actions meant they were almost certain to be jailed when sentenced. Testimony in a Florida court showed that the Japanese manufacturer, Takata's own engineers, altered its test data 16 years ago to hide the failures in its airbag propellant from its biggest customer, Honda, and a senior Takata executive ordered some of the evidence be discarded. Studies find that lower-income people have behaved consistently as consumers more so than affluent ones. Poor people tend to value a dollar more consistently, irrespective of the context. They are compelled to value those pennies in absolute rather than relative terms. Dollars, not percentages, matter. Only 649 donors have provided the maximum amount of contributions to the Sanders campaign, compared to 24,000 for the Clinton effort. And the average Sanders donation is about $27. Most of his 1.3 million donors can continue to contribute. Conservative Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia died at 79, putting the conservatives and liberals at loggerheads on the court and offering President Obama the opportunity to appoint the tiebreaker. Wisconsin's Republican legislature and governor have rewritten the state's 110-year-old civil service system by eliminating job application exams, centralizing hiring decisions within the governor's administration, and tossing so-called bumping rights, creating merit bonuses, allowing state agencies to extend probation periods to 2 years, and specifying that layoffs will be based on job performance rather than seniority. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.